This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. Here we are. It's Wednesday, March 5th. Thank you guys so much for being here. It is 5:30, ready to get things going here on a Wednesday. Good morning.
Good morning. Yesterday was a busy one for me. I went out to Nevada Reading Week and read to some kids, and it was so much fun.
Oh, good.
I love seeing kids. How was your day?
It was pretty good. A busy one for me, too. I'm still trying to figure things out this morning because for the past couple of days, I've come into my studio in the morning, and it smells weird. Like, it smells like garlic, and I have not had garlic in here. I don't know, like, what it is. So yesterday, I was in here, and I was like, gosh, it smells. It has just a weird stench in here. So I sprayed it with Lysol. I was like, it's everywhere. But then that was, like, choking me out in here. I was like, oh, now I'm getting a headache because of the Lysol smell. So this morning, I walk in, same thing. I'm like, what is that smell? And the trash cans are empty. There's no food in here. I'm looking around. I'm like, did someone drop something in here? Like, what is happening? So I sprayed again, but I've propped the door open so I can get some air. The air can come in and out, but now I'm worried that I'm going to be like screaming and people down the hall are going to be able to hear me because my door's not closed.
I noticed your door was open before the pre-show started. I'm like, huh, I wonder why her door is open.
It just smells weird in here. I'm trying to figure out, does someone come in here and eat or what? Because if I eat in here, it's like, I have like a protein shake or I have like some pineapple or something, nothing that would make a smell. And so it's just really bizarre. But I also know that the AC unit that comes directly in here is attached to your studio, and other people may be eating in that studio, and the smell may be coming in here.
When I walked into the studio that I'm in, because we're in separate studios, and the ventilation is connected to both our studios, so I walked in, and I didn't smell anything.
Okay, maybe it's just me.
Yeah, and the trash cans are empty in my studio as well. I walked into your studio for a quick second to drop off some papers. I didn't smell anything there either, so I don't know if it's my senses or just not as strong as yours. But I trust your senses because you have really strong senses.
Well. I don't know what it is. I just know how my studio usually smells, and it is not smelling
not
that
today.
So, I'm like so distracted by that. But other than that, day was good yesterday.
Good.
Busy day. We had a really cool announcement yesterday at 9 o'clock on the show. If you missed it, this morning with the Mega Minute, we are giving away something really cool. First of all, we're giving away tickets to see Post Malone and Jelly Roll at Allegiant Stadium, but we're also giving you 2 passes to Post Malone's Travel and Tailgate. These are VIP passes where you and a friend get to hang out before the show, get food provided by Canes, drink some Bud Light. There's all sorts of like photo opportunities, and we've got an exclusive Post Malone Big Rig comic book that you're going to get, which is not even available to the public yet. So also, you'll automatically be entered to win a chrome Harley Davidson.
Oh my gosh. Just when you thought there wasn't enough.
It's just like insane. And so I had a lot of people bringing that up to me, like, what is this all about? It's all happening with a Mega Minute.
I want to win this.
I know. I'm like, how do I get in on this? So very cool stuff coming up on the show this morning. We've got a lot to get to. So let's kick it off. Time to start the show with the pre-show. You pick up. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Knockin' Boots by Candyman?
Ooh, boy, I love you so. Never, ever, ever gonna let you go. Once I get my hands on you.
Ooh, do you want to hear This Kiss by Faith Hill?
It's that pivotal moment. It's unthinkable. This kiss.
Or do you want to hear Better Off Alone by Alice DJ? Those are your choices. You can get your votes in right now. We have a couple of ways that you can do that. Tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page or just text or call us 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Okay, tell me I am not alone in this. I was thinking about this last night. I was putting my retainer in. Yes, I have a retainer.
You do?
I do, and I don't wear it every night. But I was like, oh man, I haven't worn this in a while. I should probably put my retainer
in. Is it the metal one or the clear one?
It's the metal one. It's old. It's old. But like when I feel my teeth are moving, I'm like, I should probably put that in. And you put it in, and it's so tight. And I was like, oh man, I need to wear this more often. So I was putting it in, and I was like, man, when I was a kid, there was nothing I wanted more than a retainer. At this point, I hadn't even had braces yet. And I just thought kids that had retainers looked so cool. And they would take out their retainer at lunch and you'd see it sitting there. And I remember thinking how badly I wanted a retainer. And don't judge, but I wanted a retainer so badly that I made one. And I would make it, I would take a piece of gum, chew it up, had to be pink gum. And I'd get a paperclip and I'd undo it and like make it the shape of my mouth. And then I'd put the gum on the paperclip and it would look like a retainer and I'd stick it in my mouth.
No, you did not.
It was so stupid. I don't know why I did something like that. But
kind
that
of unsanitary.
Oh, so disgusting. Like I didn't wipe down that paperclip or anything. It was probably on a stack of papers on my teacher's desk or something. But was there something strange that you wanted as a kid that like just didn't make sense? I wanted I was that kid that wanted a retainer.
I remember my friend Ryan. He was like this skater guy. He was so cool. He was friends with everyone. And he broke his arm skateboarding. And he came, like, it didn't even bother him. It was like this cool dark blue color. And it was a dark blue or light blue? It had to have been light blue. So it was a light blue cast that he had on his right arm. And he was a right-handed person. So he had to learn to learn with his left hand.
Oh, wow.
It was this whole thing, right? We had to help him write in school, basically. Anyway, he had this awesome cast that he would graffiti up and his friends would like sign, and it was just the coolest thing that Ryan made me want a cast. Like, he made me want to break my arm, have a cast, and have all my friends sign it. Well, guess what? 3 years later, I'm in high school. I break my foot from jumping off the roof like a dummy, and I end up having a cast on my foot. And that's the last thing I ever wanted, was a cast. And for anyone to like look at my ugly toes and to sign my cast, it was the weirdest thing that I wanted as a kid.
Like, it seems so cool when it's on someone else. Like, why is that? What is the weird thing that you wanted? We're getting some texts here. This one says, I did the same thing with making retainers out of gum. This one says, I wanted braces and glasses. Then I got them and I didn't want them anymore. What about crutches? Did you ever like think crutches looked really cool?
I'm so glad you brought up the crutches, because in elementary school, another friend of mine, Victor, had crutches, and Victor made crutches look so cool. Like, he would like race down them and made them like super fast. Ended up breaking my foot in high school. Got crutches. Like, this is the worst thing ever. Why did I ever want crutches?
That's so bizarre. Like, they just look so cool. And then I luckily, knock on wood, I haven't ever had to use them. This one here says, I remember my buddy Bruno got stitches after a very intense game of kickball. And instead of being concerned for his well-being like a normal person, I was just sitting there thinking, oh, lucky. Lucky because he got the stitches.
Wow.
It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is 6:02. It's Wednesday, March 5th. Thank you guys so much for being here. You know, tonight, another big Vegas Thrill volleyball game. They play the Indy Ignite Lee's Family Forum. I love seeing so many of our Mix listeners come to the volleyball games. It's so much fun. And thank you guys for always saying hi. It's just such a blast. I'm so excited about tonight's game. It's going to be a big one.
There is someone at the Vegas Thrill games that you see at every single game that I have a crush on.
Alicia Glass Childress.
No.
Hannah Maddox.
No.
DJ Kelly J.
It's the mascot, Cadence the Catamount.
Oh my gosh, Cadence is the best.
If she's a real person, which she is, but I mean, if she's
no,
like,
she's not. She's a catamount.
Okay,
Steph.
Fine.
She's a catamount.
She's a catamount. She's an animal, and she's my bestie. But I love her. When we first met her, it was here at the radio station, and she was full of life. She was spunky. She was sassy. And the way to my heart is, if you're a dancer, I'm in love with you. And Cadence the Catamount, she's a dancer, and I think I'm just so in love with her. I think one of the things that I love most about her too is just every time she walks into the room, the energy, it just goes up higher.
Yeah, she is sassy. That's a perfect way to describe her, and she's fantastic. We celebrated her birthday on Sunday, and it was a lot of fun. All the other mascots came out, and they were there celebrating with her. It was so adorable.
She's a catch out of all the mascots here in Vegas. No offense to all of our other mascots, but in my opinion, I think Cadence, she ranks number one in my heart.
That does anybody have like an unconventional crush? Like, it's not real, but you have a crush on it. 702-364-9400. I've admitted this on this show before, but I just have this weird crush on Lightning McQueen from the Cars movie. I just think I had to check myself, because it's like, it's a cartoon car, okay? And it's like, yes, but there's just something oddly attractive about about Lightning McQueen and then also Max from A Goofy Movie.
No way.
Don't you think there's something oddly attractive about Max?
I think there's like this cute innocence with Max, but also like this bravery and courage about Max from The Goofy Movie that I can see why you might like him.
Now, keep in mind, I was a kid. I was younger when this crush developed. I don't have it anymore, but I remember thinking like Max is kind of hot. Like I kind of like Max and Lightning McQueen. There's something oddly attractive about Lightning McQueen. I can't explain it.
You know, I'm looking at a picture of Lightning McQueen right now, and he has a really hot smile. Like, the way he smiles, and he has, like, this eye, like, one eye is higher than the other. I'm like, okay, Lightning McQueen, calm down.
What is wrong with us? Does anyone else have some sort of unconventional crush? 702-364-9400. Someone just texted, if you don't hear from someone that was in love with Jessica Rabbit, then you ain't living. I thought she was very pretty, but she was, I mean, that was like kind of in a, like, she was very voluptuous, and
she really
I was not understanding what I was seeing when I saw that movie.
I will never forget the first time I saw Jessica Rabbit as a kid. I'm like, am I watching a regular cartoon or an adult cartoon?
Yeah, like, what is this? Michelle says, totally agree on Max. Android 18 from Dragon Ball Z. I'm going to have to look that one up.
Android 18 from Dragon Ball Z?
Yeah. Tell me what you think.
It's a girl. Her hair, the way that it's parted and the way they made her eyes, she's hot.
Okay. Dawn says, my daughter's 14 and has loved Max for years. Wow, you guys are making me feel so normal today. What is happening? I'm literally divulging my deepest, darkest secrets, and you guys are not making me feel shame. I really appreciate it.
Well, tell Cadence I said hi, and I love her.
She is the best. We've got a lot coming up on the show this morning. Here in just a couple of minutes with an early edition of Heads Up, we have tickets for you to go check out Aziz Ansari. He is bringing his hypothetical tour to the Coliseum at Caesars. We've got your tickets on the way. Also, at 7:30 with the Mega Minute, we've got your tickets to see Post Malone and Jelly Roll at Allegiant. And not only that, but they come with two Traveling Tailgate VIP passes for you. We're talking about food, drinks before the show, VIP style. That's on the way. And then, of course, at 7 o'clock, another round of Beat Mercedes' $950 diamond pendant, courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. But on the way next, we have What's Trending. Millie Bobby Brown is asking online trolls to quit commenting on her appearance. We have details coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Millie Bobby Brown is trending this morning. The actress is fighting back against so many hateful comments about her appearance. The Stranger Things star, she issued a public service announcement about the bullying comments that she's received, especially those claiming that she is, quote unquote, aging badly. She posted an Instagram video and she called the issue bigger than me and something that affects all young women growing up under public scrutiny. Here's part of what she said.
I started in the industry when I was 10 years old. I grew up in front of the world, and for some reason, people can't seem to grow up with me. Like, I should still look the way I did on Stranger Things season one. And because I don't, I'm now a target. One article reads, "Why are Gen Zers like Millie Bobby Brown aging so badly?" Written by Lydia Hawken. "What has Millie Bobby Brown done to her face?" Written by John Eli. "Millie Bobby Brown mistaken for someone's mum as she guides younger sister Ava through LA." Written by Cassie Carpenter.
I love that she called out the authors of those articles.
As she should. And what frustrates me is the media nowadays, last week, just talking about how Millie Bobby Brown was, like, maybe if Britney Spears' biopic came out and she'd be so excited to see it. That was the headline. And now it's her getting heat for what she looks like. It's like she can't catch a break nowadays.
And she's 21 years old. She's still growing up. Why are we coming after this poor girl?
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's terrible. And it's one thing just being a young girl and having, you know, in 2025, having your looks under scrutiny anyway, just with social media and the way people are. add to the fact that she is an international superstar. Everyone knows who she is, and literally under a microscope. Here's her reaction to some of these articles.
The fact that adult writers are spending their time dissecting my face, my body, my choices is disturbing. And the fact that some of these articles are written by women makes it even worse. We always talk about supporting and uplifting young women, but when it comes down to it, it seems a lot easier to just tear them down for clicks.
And she's not wrong. I'm sure all of those articles got a ton of clicks. She's previously clapped back at similar comments. There was a New Year's Instagram story where she wrote, "Women grow, not sorry about it." And so she's been getting this for several years. She was 12 when Stranger Things first premiered.
Wow.
And has said that just growing up on screen has led people to have these unrealistic expectations of how she should look. So a good reminder before we start pointing fingers at everyone else and, oh, what's wrong with them, or, oh, look at what they're wearing, or look at how they look. We should probably look inside ourselves and wonder why we're saying stuff like that. And that is what's trending. All right, it is time to win. Man, we are stacked with prizes today, and we've got a good one this morning. Tickets for you right now to see comedian Aziz Ansari, his hypothetical tour at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace. It's April 5th, and your tickets right now with Heads Up. You just need to pick your category, and when you get six answers in 60 seconds, these tickets are yours. Who is ready to play? Caller 20, you are in. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Amanda, you're caller 20. Good morning.
Woo! I love this game. I'm so excited.
We love that you love this game. We want to get you these tickets to see Aziz Ansari, the hypothetical tour coming to town. Let's get you a category, Amanda. Which one do you want to go with? Go Fight Win, Lawnmower, or Fat Tuesday?
I think I'm going to do Go Fight Win.
Go Fight Win. National Cheerleading Week is this week. So these are all things that are associated with cheerleading, okay?
Oh, gosh.
Were you a cheerleader, Amanda?
I was, actually. My daughter's a dancer. So,
nice.
Hopefully we can make this happen.
Yes, this is going to be so easy for you guys. I know you got this. Let's do it.
All right, okay. Amanda. All right. Take a deep breath, because your 60 seconds starts now.
Okay, they hold these and they shake them. Yes. This is the person that teaches them how to do their routine.
The coach.
Yes. This is what they wear. They all wear the same kind of
uniform.
Yes. This is what they build with their bodies and to go
pyramid.
Yes. This is what they do with their leg up in the air. They yes. This is the lightest person that they throw in the air.
Flyer.
Yes! Wow,
Amanda. I mean, the fastest one this week, I think.
Don't we have more?
Okay, this is where they go to win medals. They go to a
championship.
Close. Yes. This is, some people say cheerleading is not this, but it is.
Sports.
Yes. This is what they do. Their handsprings on. It's a blue usually. Yes. Usually. Okay. Yes. This is what they do afterwards so they don't cramp up.
Oh, stretch.
Yes. You got all of the answers.
You did it again.
Amanda, this is the first time anyone has just gone through all of those, and that was amazing. Woo! Congratulations.
Yay!
Tickets for you to check out Aziz Ansari over at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace. That was absolutely amazing. And the winning continues straight up. 7 o'clock, another round of Beat Mercedes, and up for grabs, a $950 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. Does anyone obsessively use their Find My on their phone, or Life 360, or any of those location apps where you can track your friends and family? Are you a big fan?
I am so bad. I wake up in the morning, and that's one of the first things I do, is make sure all my little friends, my little minions, they're all in their correct places. And it's addicting.
It's addicting. And here's the thing. I take it a step further. I create entire dramatic backstories as to where their locations are.
No.
It's crazy. So yesterday I get home. There's no one home. I had the whole house to myself. There's total peace, total quiet. It was beautiful. And what did I do with this rare and glorious alone time? Did I take a nap? No. Did I read? Nah. Did I light a candle? Have a self-care moment? No.
You worked early. No. You started work early, didn't you?
No. Instead, I open, find my friends. I'm like, where is everybody? So then I turn into a full-blown detective. I don't even need to know where my husband is at all times. And I remember he was working, but then I was like, wait, he should be done now. So I get home and I'm like, where is he? What is he doing? Is he living a secret double life? So I check, and where is he? He's at Albertsons.
Oh.
So now, logically.
With his mistress.
Yeah, right? So logically, I know this is normal, reasonable place for a person to be, but instead of just accepting that he's probably buying groceries for us, my heart, my mind starts just spiraling. Why is he there? What is he getting? Is there a sale? Is he picking up snacks for someone else?
Did he ask me what I wanted?
Does he have a second family that loves Albertsons?
Like, they work at Albertsons and he's visiting her.
So then I get mad that he didn't ask if I wanted anything. I'm like, Jack, I needed stuff. Why didn't he to ask me? But I would have liked to have been included in this conversation. And then I was one thought away from texting him and going, hope you and Albertsons are happy together.
Oh, no.
I don't know why I do this. I create these dramatic backstories. So does anyone else do this? Tell me I'm not alone. Who does anyone else use location tracking and immediately like creates dramatic backstories with them? 702-364-9400. Ruth, hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Do you use these apps at all?
I do, but I only use it on my kids. I don't use it on my husband. My sister-in-law uses it on her mom. So I only use it on my kids.
Now, when you see where they're at, do you ever like call and question them? Do you ever in your mind think, oh my gosh, this is terrible. They're here creating these dramatic backstories.
Oh my gosh, no. I try really hard to not use it unless they don't answer their phone. That's kind of the reason that I would check and see where they're at if they're not answering their phone. But my one kid's in college, so I totally try to kind of stay away from it. I don't want to know necessarily where she is.
You'll drive yourself crazy if you do that.
There was one day I was stalking my friend because he wasn't at his normal home, like his location wasn't his normal place where he lives. And it was this restaurant called Soup du Jour. I'm like, oh my God, he got a new job. He's probably a manager because he managed another restaurant. And I'm telling my husband, he's like, calm down. He probably didn't get a new job. Let's just ask him. Turns out he just moved to a new apartment complex. And I was making this whole fake scenario in my head that he got a new job, he moved somewhere else, and all this fake stuff. I drive myself crazy because I find my friends.
Well, why was he at Soup du Jour? What was he doing there?
So guess what? Soup du Jour was a restaurant in the apartment complex.
They have their own restaurant?
They have a little, like, you know, some apartment complexes will have a little, like, convenience store and, like, a little diner. Well, I guess there was a place called Soup du Jour at his complex, and he's never stepped into that Soup du Jour in his life.
Why am I so intrigued by Soup du Jour now? I want to go there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
So if you love to shop at Target, their CEO, they're warning shoppers that you may see some price increases in the next few days. These are all due to the tariffs on goods from Mexico. Yesterday, Brian Cornell noted that Target relies heavily on Mexican produce during this time of the year. He said that the 25% tariffs that Trump is instilling may force Target to increase prices on fruits and vegetables. Those price jumps could happen as soon as this week. He said produce like avocados, bananas, strawberries, they could all see price hikes. Best Buy, they are also giving the warning to customers that their prices will be rising.
Oh, no. I mean, it was bound to happen. We knew it was coming. It was a matter of time. And I'm thinking about what I get at Target, and I don't think I buy produce. I mostly go in there for like the home stuff, like the cleaning stuff or the makeup stuff. So I don't know how much it'll affect me personally with
Target. I think all those items are going to. I think just items in general, just the price of everything's going to go up. I really do. But hopefully those items are not as soon as like the fruits and those types of things that are just going to like be directly impact. We'll see. Also this morning, if you are looking for some great social media content, just have kids, basically. A new survey came out. The average parent says that they find that their child does something funny more than 1,000 times each year, which if you work the numbers, that's like 3 times a day. The average parent experiences 7 chaotic moments every day, and 82% of them say that they find humor in the imperfect moments, like trying to get their kids to try new foods. Have you ever seen the videos of people giving their babies lemons for the first time?
Yes, and their face is like,
that is the funniest thing. And like the new one now is taking them to hibachi. Have you seen those?
No.
Oh my God. Look up babies going to hibachi for the first time.
Yes,
it's
I have seen one. So funny
that when something catches on fire, their faces are like, whoa. Like I can't even put it into words how funny I find that stuff.
I've seen a video with the baby at hibachi. Now that you just jogged memory, that so he's at hibachi and now they're making memes out of it, like the onion volcano, and then the fire comes and they're like, when the direct deposit hits, woo, like stuff like that.
It's so funny. But yeah, kids definitely, there's kids are funny, and I think 90% of the time they don't try to be funny, but they just, the things they say, the things they do, even just like their facial expressions on certain things are hilarious.
Funny, blunt, if you want the honest truth, go to a kid.
Yeah, and we're going to find out more about that next hour, because yesterday for Nevada Reading Week, you went out and you read to a bunch of kids, but then you talked to them afterwards, right?
I did, so I have a fun game for you in like 20, 30 minutes or so that has to do with kids, and it is hysterical.
I'm just so excited because I love hearing kid audio and the things that kids say. So yeah, right around 7:20 this morning, we're going to play Say What with Steph. So yes, that'll be on the way. Finally, this morning, a man in Orlando is accused of stealing nearly $770,000 worth of earrings from Tiffany & Company. And how did he steal it? He swallowed it.
What?
Yeah, authorities say that Jathan Gilder pretended to be a representative of an Orlando Magic player, so that helped him gain access to their private viewing area at Tiffany. And he got them to show him all sorts of things, including earrings, which he promptly swallowed, fled the scene. And then he was stopped in Washington County, where, you know, these things are now in his digestive tract. Oh. He was arrested on multiple charges, including grand theft and larceny. The jewelry, they say, will be retrieved.
How?
Once he goes to the bathroom.
Oh, no. You're telling me that he's going to have to go to the bathroom and if someone's monitoring that?
Someone's going to monitor it and take the stuff back.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't imagine that. I think of like when you swallow gum and like 7 years later, it'll come out.
Yeah.
That is a disgusting visual that I do not want.
I just think, what is it that they say? The four C's of diamonds. There's like cut, clarity, carat weight, color. And I think the color and clarity are going to be a little off on these ones.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
Hey, Gabby, what is up?
Good morning.
Hey, you're caller 20. You ready to play Beat Mercedes?
Yes.
All right. $950 diamond pendant from Michael Lehman and Diamond Jewelers. This thing is going to look so beautiful around your neck, and you're going to get it. You pretty good with music?
For the most part.
Well, it's all about speed here. So if you know the song, you just shout out, got it as fast as you can. I am leaving the studio and I'll be back afterwards. So good luck.
Thank you.
Bye, Mercedes.
Girl, bye.
Bye, Felicia. Okay, she's stepping out the studio and she can't hear a thing. So Gabby, this is how the game works. You're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, I need you to shout out, got it, super loud and proud. And once you say got it, you have 5 seconds to say something. And if you know Mercedes, she's really, really fast. So let's beat her, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Gabby, the next sound that you hear is the song, and it starts now.
I don't got it.
You don't got it, or you do got it?
I don't.
Here's 3 more seconds. Anything? That's 20.
No.
Nothing? Not even a little guess?
No.
No? Okay, no worries. We're bringing Mercedes in. Miss Mertz, come in. All right, Gabby, you're dropping your kids off at school. Where do they go to school at?
Legacy Traditional in Cadence.
Hey, shout out Legacy Traditional. Mercedes Fancy. Is back. Good morning.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Okay. We're ready.
The next sound that you hear is the song, and it starts now.
Got it.
Mm.
What? No. Funky Cold Medina? Wait. Funky Cold Medina, Tone Loc.
Okay. Final answer, right?
Yes, final answer. I almost said Wild Thing, but I think it's Funky Cold Medina.
For sure. Okay, that's your final answer.
Yes, that's my final answer.
All right. You stopped the clock at 3.1 seconds, and you got it right.
Okay.
Gabby went the full 20 and didn't know the answer.
No. Oh,
Gabby.
Abby, I'm sorry. Oh, it's, you know, it's like hit or miss. But I guess the bright side is we're getting close to $1,000 diamond pendant here. $975 tomorrow morning when we play Beat Mercedes. Same time, same place. And right now, I guess let's revel in that, which is Mr. Tone Loc. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Hey, it's Nevada Reading Week, and I know a lot of schools are inviting people to come and read. We're both doing a couple of schools, and yesterday, Steph was at Snyder Elementary. She was doing Nevada Reading Week, and if you, we decided, okay, let's come up with this new segment, and the new segment's going to be called Say What with Steph. And if you want Steph to come to your school to play Say What with Steph, you got to reach out. Go to our website, mix941.fm. Email Steph so she can make it happen. And now it is the debut of Say What with Steph.
Can I get a Say What?
Say What?
Mercedes and Ramon, can I get a Say What?
Say What?
With Steph. And this is how the game works. First, shout out to William Snyder Elementary School, Mrs. Mackert's fourth grade class. We were there for Nevada Reading Week, and this is a special message they wanted to say before we started the game.
Happy Nevada Reading Week!
Aww.
I love Miss 94.1!
So cute.
Nice job, guys. I love it. I love it.
So I sat down with 5 fourth graders at William Snyder Elementary School and asked them various questions, like what's their favorite color, what do they want to be when they grow up, questions like that. And I want to see if you two, Mercedes and Ramon, can guess what their answers will be. So I will give you a little information about the kid first.
Okay.
And then based off the information that they've given, I want you guys to predict on what their answers might be.
All right. Okay? You guys listening, you can play along. All right. Let's give this a go. Say what
All right,
with
yep.
Steph.
Let's kick off Say What with Steph with kid number one, Mercedes. Let's start with you.
I'm Cole and I'm 10 years old.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
I have no idea.
How much money do you think it takes to be rich?
Oh, man. I have to guess what Cole said to that.
Yeah, so he doesn't know what he wants to be when he grows up. But what do you think he thinks how much money it is to be rich?
I'm going to guess Cole said $1 million.
$1 million.
Yeah, I think that's just a nice round number. I think in a kid's mind, hearing the word million makes you think rich. So I'm going to say $1 million.
Okay, here's Cole's answer.
I think $100
million. $100
million? $100 mil.
Oh my gosh, I was way off. I was right about the million part, but he's not settling for 1 million. He wants 100 mil.
100 mil. All right.
Okay, I did not know Cole. Darn it.
It's okay, we're warming up here.
Okay.
All right, Ramon, you have a kid about this age, right?
Correct.
Okay, how old is he? Eight?
Eight.
Okay, so this is your next kid. Guess what they're going to say. Here is kid number two.
My name is Ezra and I'm 9.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
A YouTuber.
What is your favorite thing about being a kid?
Playing video games.
You think playing video games is his favorite?
Okay. Good answer.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you're right on that.
Here's what Ezra had to say.
I get high privileges.
Like what kind of high privileges?
I have a PS5.
Hey.
Oh, yeah. Give him the point. You know the kids at age.
All right, just real quick, all based off Ezra, what do you think this answer is?
What's your favorite Fortnite dance?
Oh, wow. The giddy.
Okay, what's Ezra's answer?
The gritty.
Oh, that's every kid's favorite dance.
Yeah, that was easy.
Put a kid on a big screen at any sort of game and they do the gritty.
Exactly.
Yeah. That or they floss.
Oh, the flossing, yes. Mercedes, here's kid number 3.
My name is Victoria and I'm 9 years old.
What is your favorite color?
Lavender.
If you can eat one food forever, what would it be?
Ooh, I was going to initially say pizza, but today's kids are bougie. And I'm going to say she said sushi.
Sushi?
Yeah, kids what? Kids are so bougie now. They're like, oh, I like sushi. Like, what happened to like Kraft mac and cheese? Come on.
Okay, let's see what Victoria had to say.
Chicken strips.
Is it there a certain type of chicken strip that you like?
No, it's all of them.
Chicken strips. It's all good.
like a woman after my own heart. I too enjoy the chicken strips. I am not good at this game.
No, you're warming up. I feel it, feel you coming with a good answer. All right, Ramon, this is the next kid. Can you guess what this kid has to say?
I'm Giselle, and I'm 9.
What is your favorite color, Giselle?
My favorite color is blue.
If you can pick a job, the best job in the world, what would it be and why?
Police officer.
A police officer?
You think Giselle has got that, like, cop mentality going there?
The blue. I think the blue.
Got you. Way to tie that in. Nice job.
This is what Giselle said.
I'd be an inventor because you could invent anything.
Ooh, what's the first thing that you would invent?
To make the best chicken strips ever.
To make the best chicken strips ever.
They're like obsessed with chicken strips.
All right.
Now I know, like, if we ever visit a school, don't bring pizza, bring chicken strips. They all love chicken strips.
Any type of chicken strips. Okay, this is our last kid, Mercedes. Okay. I feel like you're going to finish strong with this
one.
Here's our last kid.
My name is Amaya and I'm 10 years old.
What is your favorite color?
Blue.
Now, if you could eat one food forever, for the rest of your life, what food would it be?
I'm just going to give you a hint. You might have said it, and it's not what you think you said.
I'm going to say pizza then.
I'm
going to say Amani is like a real one and just appreciates the good things in life. I'm going to say Amani said pizza.
Okay, final answer?
Yeah.
Here's what she had to say.
Macaroni cheese.
Oh, are we talking Kraft mac and cheese, or does someone make it homemade?
Homemade. My mom is like so good, and she put extra cheese on it. It's just bussin'.
Did you say it's bussin'?
Yeah.
What does bussin' mean?
It's like, it's good.
Like it's bomb?
Yeah.
He's like, I don't use bomb, old lady.
Yeah, it's
bussin'. That's Say What with Steph. That was great. And those are great kids, too. I loved it.
Say what?
Say what with Steph.
I loved it. That was so fun. And thank you to Mrs. Mackert's fourth grade class over at Snyder Elementary. That was so much fun. All right. It is time to win. It is time for the Mega Minute. And I don't know if you've heard, but we've got quite the prize to give away today. 2 tickets to see Post Malone and Jelly Roll at Allegiant Stadium. Not only do we have your tickets when they come to town, but we've got your VIP passes to the Traveling Tailgate ahead of the show. You get to skip the line to Post Malone's Traveling Tailgate. These are VIP passes. You and a guest get to have food provided by Canes, drink tickets provided by Bud Light, a big photo booth opportunity, an exclusive Post Malone Big Rig comic book, which is available to you before the general public, and you'll automatically be entered to win a chrome Harley Davidson. This is amazing. So caller 20 right now. You are playing the Mega Minute. It's 60 seconds, 10 questions. Get all 10 of those questions correct in that time, and these tickets are yours. Caller 20, you're playing 702-364-9400.
It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Oh, I'm so excited about this one. Jessica, good morning.
Good morning.
You are caller 20.
Oh, yeah. We are so excited.
This is really exciting. We've got a huge prize up for grabs. I'll talk about that in a second. But are you by yourself this morning, or is anyone there helping you out?
I have both my daughters are helping.
What are their names?
Madison and Charlotte.
Hi, Madison. Hi, Charlotte.
Hi.
Oh, this is great. So here's the deal, Jessica. If you win, we've got these tickets for you to see Post Malone and Jelly Roll at Allegiant Stadium, which is already a huge prize, but you'll also get these VIP travel and tailgate passes and tickets if you win, okay?
Oh my gosh, so fun. Okay.
Okay, so here's the deal. You have 60 seconds. 10 questions. Answer them all correct in that time, and the tickets are yours. And if I hear the correct answer, if it's from you, if it's from your girls, it doesn't matter. We will move on to the next question, okay?
Awesome.
All right, Jessica, Madison, and Charlotte, if you're struggling with a question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute starts now.
What singer's real name is Austin Richard Post?
Is that Post Malone?
Yes. Las Vegas is known as the what capital of the world?
Pass.
What was the name of the volleyball in the movie Castaway?
Pass.
What is Hailey Bieber's middle maiden name?
Hailey Baldwin?
Yes. What U.S. state is directly north of Pennsylvania?
Pass.
If someone says it's a quarter past 12, what time is it?
12:15.
Yes. Popeye's chicken originated in what U.S. state?
Popeye's, Louisiana?
Yes. What part of the body has the most bones?
Your spine?
No. How many days are in the month of March?
31.
Yes. What is the closest planet to the sun?
Mercury.
Yes. Mercury? So Las Vegas is known as the what capital of the world?
Oh, no.
Gosh darn it. Jessica, Madison, Charlotte, I am so sorry. Let's review some of the questions you passed on. Las Vegas is known as the entertainment capital of the world. The name of the volleyball in the movie Castaway, you guys know?
Wilson! Oh, that scene!
Oh, what U.S. state is directly north of Pennsylvania? That is New York.
Okay.
And the part of the body which has the most bones, which I would have gotten wrong, is the hand. The hand has the most bones. So, that means we got another victim of the Mega Minute. This Mega Minute is brutal, but
seriously.
Caller 20, you're going to get these tickets, two of them, to see Post Malone and Jelly Roll in concert over at Allegiant Stadium, and VIP traveling tailgate passes for you. This is huge. Caller 20, you get the tickets. 702-364-9400.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Well, if you don't have your Real ID yet, you need to get it because Real ID is finally taking full effect after a few false starts. Starting May 7th, anyone over the age of 18 looking to board a domestic flight or enter certain secure federal facilities, you're going to need to have a real ID. Not having a real ID will not affect your ability to drive as long as your state-issued driver's license is valid, but you won't be able to fly without one. So to check if you have a real ID, just look for that star at the top of your ID.
I've had my real ID for a while now.
I'm so real, I got a real ID. That's how real I am.
I'm so real, I'm real fake. No, I'm kidding. I don't like the picture on my real ID. I like, you know when you go to the DMV and you don't expect to get your picture taken? That was me when I got my real ID.
It's so funny because I, you know how the DMV works. Have this reputation for just being unapproachable and cranky. And I tell you, I've gone to the DMV twice in the last few years, and they have been so nice.
Really?
Every single time. So I had to do my driver's license / real ID photo. And I took the picture and I go, can I see it? And she kind of looked at me like hesitantly, like,
oh no.
Ugh. She goes, okay. And so I walked by and I looked. And I go, ugh. And she goes, do you want to do it again? And I was like, can I? And she's like, go over there. And she goes, and so I took another one and I really liked it. She let me look again. I go, thank you so much for letting me do that. She goes, I don't do that very often. You just got me on a good day.
Oh, wow.
But it's like she was crabby, but she was crabby in a good way. I was like, thank you so much. Oh, yes. My gosh, that's so amazing. You're great.
That's awesome. Between the real ID photo and the passport photo, I don't know which one's worse.
Oh my passport photo. I hate my passport photo. Real ID photo, love it. But that's only because I got a second chance. Yeah. I got to do a little photo shoot. Also this morning, what is the age where women say they are most motivated to get answers to their health-related questions? That age is 40. Before that, a lot of women are left coming up with their own kind of theories about what's going on with their bodies, things that they might believe are wrong in their bodies, but they're not proven. And this new survey has come out and found that younger women are more likely to be coming up with, like I said, theories on what's wrong. Gen Z women surveyed had an average of 5 theories about their health.
Wow. 5 theories?
Yeah, where they just kind of guess. I'm wondering if WebMD kind of plays into this, but those theories, they say, could be a result of just needing multiple doctor's appointments and not wanting to go in to address their health concerns. And before they had all the answers, 71% of women surveyed said there was a period of time that they knew something wasn't right. They just couldn't identify it. Are you a WebMD girly? Like, do you go there and kind of self-diagnose?
Yes, with the symptoms, but more I go to WebMD or just the internet in general when I'm sick to fasten up the health process or to the speedy recovery. Like, how do I get better in 2 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I need to go to work tomorrow.
If you've got any answers, let me know. I don't know how you get better in 2 hours.
And with Gen Z, too, it's just, I think with them in that generation, they are really on top of their, I think, in my opinion, their health. They're not drinking as much. They don't really like to drink alcohol. I feel like the clubbing scene is kind of going down. No one really goes clubbing in that generation anymore. Speaking on not everybody, but just from what I've seen.
Just from my personal experience, what I've seen, they definitely don't drink as much, but the thing that they do is vape a lot.
Vape a lot.
I see a lot of Gen Zers vaping. Like, that is the thing. And you know, every generation has their thing. That is the one thing I see a lot.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Finally, this morning, some people worry about their jobs being stressful or dangerous or just sucking the life out of you. But here's something new to worry about. Could your job be making you ugly?
There's what?
A skincare clinic, they created an online test, and I took it. Tell you my results here.
Oh, no.
But the test, you can find the test at HarleyStreetSkinClinic.com. Harley, like Harley Davidson, HarleyStreetSkinClinic.com. So basically, this online test will calculate how your workday may be aging your skin, and based on aspects like shift patterns and regular hours and working location and your stress levels and your physical activities. And they say that based on this calculator, it's based on the actual scientific studies. And it's a simple questionnaire. It took me like 20 seconds to do. Ask you stuff like, how long do you sit in front of a computer? How many hours are you putting in? And it looks like there are 4 possible results on there. There is the minor, where your chances of going ugly is minor, moderate, severe, and extreme aging. That makes you really ugly with thinning gray hair, frown lines, poor posture, sunspots, saggy skin, jowls, under eye bags. So I take this test. I'm like, oh gosh, I put in all this stuff. I got moderate on that. It says the result indicates that your job and work style could moderately age you. Factors such as working hours, stress levels, physical activity, and screen time should be considered.
Oof, I'm looking at the questions. What did you answer for question 6? How would you describe your stress levels at work? Low, average, or high?
I put high.
Me too. Okay, we're on the same
page.
That
was definitely the thing that kind of put me in that moderate category for sure.
How many hours do you spend looking at a computer screen in your job?
I put 10 plus. I mean, I was going for the week, but if it's a day, then I, you know.
Oof.
4, 5, 6.
Oh, yeah.
We're maybe 10 plus.
I'm looking at my results. We're at the same moderate.
Oh, yeah. Well, at least we're only moderately ugly and not totally ugly.
I'll take it.
It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Okay. I want to talk about something that might divide the room a little bit. Do you think it is wrong to post pictures of your kids on social media? Where do you stand? Harmless, or should parents hold off until their kids are old enough to decide for themselves? Kara is on the phone. Hi, Kara.
Hi.
Hey, you're kind of facing a dilemma when it comes to this. What is going on?
Yeah, so I'm a mom, and I posted a picture that I'm getting a total hate for, and so my daughter and her friend, who are like 5 years old, were hanging out at my house, and I took a picture of them in my backyard, and they were so cute. They're playing dress up. So I took a picture and I posted on my Instagram feed. And then a couple of hours later, I got this really snotty text message from the little girl's mom demanding that I take the picture down. And I was like in total shock. I was like, I didn't think I did anything wrong. People do it all the time. So I didn't realize it was such a big deal.
What was her reason for it? Did she say why it bothered her? Was she just like, take it down? Or did she give a reason why she didn't want it on there?
Yeah, she did. She said that there are child predators everywhere and that, you know, she was, you know, upset about that. And I was like, that's so weird. I don't think that child predators get a hunt this Instagram friend's kid down. I don't know. It just seemed weird to me.
What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Cara, you post pictures of your child regularly. There have been no issues on that end, right?
No. And I watch other people's kids all the time, too. They have hysterical videos of their kids and so cute. You know, anyway.
What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Do you think it's harmless fun? Do you think that people should wait on that? Let's talk to Monica. Monica, good morning. What do you think?
Hi, good morning. I think it's honestly harmless. I don't think her intentions were bad at all posting this picture. I think she captured a great moment between her daughter and a friend, and she just wanted to share it. I don't think, you know, her intentions were bad at all.
What do you do, though, when the mom asks you to take it down? I mean, her
so
kids in the picture.
If the mom asked, then I would take it down. I would, you know, I think the wrong part here was how the mom reached out to her. She could have reached out and been like, hey, you know, could you please take it down? I'm not okay with that picture of her being up there. Maybe approached it in a better manner.
Let's ask Cara. Cara, what did you end up doing with the photo? Did you leave it up or did you take it down?
I took it down, yeah. But do I need to ask permission? That's my question, right? Do I need to ask permission to every parent of any photo I take of a, you know, somebody's kid?
What do you think, Monica? Should she ask permission next time, or do you think that it's fine?
I think it's fine. I personally, though, don't post pictures of like my friends, my kids' friends, just for that reason, because I know other parents are going to be upset at me, even though, you know, there's no harm in it.
Yeah, that's a tough one. What do you guys think? If you're a parent, do you want to be asked for permission to post a picture of your kid? Monica, thank you so much. Let's talk to Nicole. Nicole, good morning. What do you think?
Hi. I'm not a parent, but I'm an auntie, and it's kind of, I see how the mom could be upset only because not maybe the child predator thing, but more of, hey, that's my kid. You didn't even ask first. You know, I've had friends, siblings post pictures of their brand new baby before they even got a chance to. So I can see how it would really hurt her feelings. Hey, that's you should have shared it with me first and gotten my permission.
Do you ask if you can post pictures or do you just stay away from it? What should Cara do for the future?
I don't post pictures of other people's kids only because I do know that reason. It's like, hey, that's their moment. I would, and if I did want to, I'd definitely get their permission. Hey, can I share it on social media and go from there? And maybe they just don't want it done. It's that stays with, they don't know who's looking at your stuff and like that.
Yeah, I thanks for the call, Nicole. We're getting tons of calls. We'll take more of them coming up, including a lot of people who are actually upset and say this is not okay. Cara, hang in there. We'll come back with your calls. 702-364-9400. Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. We've been talking to Cara this morning. Cara, you posted a photo of your daughter playing with one of her friends, and you got a text from that kid's mom. What did it say again?
Basically, you need to take this down. I don't want any predators looking at my daughter, and you should have asked first.
And you did take it down, but your question is, should I just ask for permission ahead of time? Should I not be posting this stuff? Like, you legitimately want to know. Let's take some more calls. All right, let's talk to Jane. Jane, good morning. What do you think?
I think that the mother can make a decision for her own child, but I definitely think it's crossing the line to make a decision for another parent's child. And I think that a discussion should have happened prior to posting the picture. I would be livid if that happened to me, because you've just taken my decision-making ability away from me for my child.
Jane, I'm wondering if you would have responded the same way as the mom, like snotty, or how would you have approached it if you saw another mom posting a picture of your kid?
I think I would have maybe not approached it in a snotty way, but just in a future reference way. I just choose not to post. So if you could go ahead and respect my boundaries moving forward, that would be appreciated.
It's an uncomfortable conversation either way. Like, you don't want to come across as being confrontational, but you have to protect your child, and I totally get that. Brianna, good morning. What are your thoughts?
I don't agree with Kara. I do think that you should ask the parents' permission, and if they're saying that they would like it taken down, I would just take it down.
Yeah, no fighting. Here's the thing, like with my kids when they were little, yes, I posted pictures all the time. They got older, it became an issue, like a big issue. So it's not just with young kids, but my daughters do not let me post their pictures unless they give me permission.
Really?
Yeah. Like if I have something I want to post, I have to ask them first, can I post this? And more times than not, they tell me no. They're
no
just
way.
For different reasons. They don't want it out there. They don't want to post it. They keep their Instagrams really like simple. They don't post a lot. It's just, I wonder if any parents out there with older children run into the same thing.
And I notice a lot of Gen Z kids, they don't even have any posts on Instagram. They're like, it's just their profile, their bio, and no photos.
They just, it's so minimal now. It's really crazy. All right, before we wrap up, let's talk to Katie. Katie, what do you think?
I think it kind of depends who the audience is. Like, if it's your one of your really good friends and you know they wouldn't mind, I would say okay, but if it was maybe a parent that maybe it was their first play date or second play date and you're not really quite sure, I would definitely ask. And I don't know if I'm more mindful or sensitive to that. And I always ask because they, a lot of times, they say, no, don't post that or blah, blah, blah. So I just might be a little bit more sensitive to that topic.
I think maybe we should be sensitive to everyone. Like, don't you? Because there's times I take a picture with my friend and I ask first. I'm like, are you cool if I post this? Do you ever do that? Or do you just post away?
I post away. I'm tagging you. I'm blasting all your social platforms. Mercedes at Miss Mertz at Mercedes. And everything's going on. Sorry, Mercedes.
Are you that friend who will post a picture of you and your friend when you look really good and they look really bad?
Okay, maybe not. I will be a little sensitive to that. But hey, you know, if I look good, maybe I'll just crop you out.
Yeah, you're out of here.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Kimmy, you're caller 20.
Woo-hoo!
Kimmy. Kimmy.
Kimmy, Kimmy, Kimmy. You there?
Uh-oh. Maybe Kimmy has us on hold. Kimmy.
Kimmy. Can you get a backup just in case? In case Kimmy.
We'll put Kimmy on hold.
Yeah.
Let's give her 3 seconds. I mean, it's Atlanta's tickets, for goodness sakes.
I know.
Kimmy. Okay, Kimmy's out. Caller 2702.
Oh, line one is Kimmy.
It is?
What happened?
Hi, I'm here.
Oh, there you are, Kimmy. What's going on?
I have no idea. My phone just started ringing.
Oh, well, you got it. You are caller 20. Yeah. Yay. Woo-hoo. You ready to do this? Kimmy?
Oh, no.
I just don't think it's meant to be with you, Kimmy. Your phone, I think something is up with your phone. So let's grab a caller really quick. This will be caller 21. Ramon is grabbing them right now.
For Alanis.
Yes, 702-364-9400. Hey, Rebecca, you're caller 21.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, nice.
Who knew? This was your lucky day. Thank you so much for calling. We are playing Heads Up for these Alanis tickets. You ready to do this?
Oh, goodness. Okay, I'm nervous.
Okay, you got this. You just got to pick a category. Do you want to go with dental hygienist or book signing? Or Women's Day, sorry. Or Women's Day. You have a third category.
Ooh, okay, let's go Women's Day.
Women's Day. All right, International Women's Day is on Saturday. These are all famous women, okay?
Oh, goodness, okay.
We just need to get 6 answers in 60 seconds. I'm a woman. You're a woman. We're going to get this. I know it.
All right, Rebecca and Mercedes, take a deep breath because your 60 seconds starts now.
She was a famous talk show host. She's like, you get a car, you get a car.
Oprah.
Yes. She was one of the Golden Girls. She has since passed. Adorable.
Oh, gosh.
She's on a stamp now. Her last name was not. Okay. She is part of Destiny's Child, married to Jay-Z.
Beyonce.
Yes. She is a world-class gymnast, won a ton of gold medals. She, oh gosh, I don't know what else to say. Let's pass on that. Her diary is very famous. She was in hiding during the Holocaust. The diary.
Oh gosh, I know this. The past. Okay. I'm having a bad morning.
Okay, she was a Supreme Court justice. She has since passed. She wore a very iconic collar that we all knew. No.
Judge Judy?
No.
That's all good.
Rebecca, we tried. We tried. You're a great sport. I love you. That is so funny. Okay, so the ones we passed on, the Golden Girl, that's Betty White. The world-class gymnast was Simone Biles. The Diary of Anne Frank.
Yeah.
Anne Frank. And not just Judy, but that Supreme Court justice was Ruth Bader Ginsburg. So, you know, it happens. Sometimes you don't win. And that means caller 20, you're going to win right now. You're going to get two tickets to see Alanis Morissette in her brand new residency. These are win them before you can buy them tickets. They don't go on sale until Friday. And your tickets right now, 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
All right. Do you get tired of the time change that we have to do twice a year?
Every single time.
Yeah, we're springing forward this weekend. Most Americans are sick of it. That's according to a new Gallup poll that's out just ahead of this weekend's kickoff of Daylight Saving Time. It finds that people are just over this practice of shifting their clocks back and forth for the time. The majority would rather just stick with one system all year long. This survey shows that 54% of us are ready to do away with the biannual time adjustment. So okay, it's going to be lighter later.
Correct.
So instead of the sun setting, I don't even know the official time of sunset, but let's say it's like 7:30, it'll be 8:30. So if we didn't do the spring forward, and the day wouldn't seem as long, and I'm fine with that.
I see what you're saying, but I also love this time around just because it's light later. Like, I feel like the seasonal depression, it's finally going away. And that's because of the daylight savings time this time of year. But it's just the getting up earlier part that's just so horrible.
I feel like the reason I get the seasonal depression is because we fall back. Like, if we didn't fall back, I don't think I'd get it as bad. I still would get it a little bit, but like, okay, so then when the sun sets at 5 p.m., it actually sets at 4, and that's like, why is it dark at 4 o'clock?
Yeah.
You know, Ramon, what's your take on daylight saving?
Wasted time, terrible idea. I prefer the day longer. Yeah, the sun setting at 5 is insane.
I know. I really dislike it.
Some people get off of work at 5, it's already dark.
Oh, yeah. There's times like when I'm at the TV station, I walk outside, it's pitch black out there. I'm like, what is happening? This should not be happening. Sucks.
The only thing I love about daylight savings times is my husband, when he changed the clocks, he tries to do it at the exact same time as all the other clocks. So it's like the kitchen oven, the microwave, the clock in the living room. He's like running back and forth, and that is comical to me.
I always try to sync it up with my phone clock. I feel like that's the most accurate clock, you know? So when it changes, like 8:52, boom, like hit everything at that moment.
Right to the next clock.
Also this morning, have you guys heard of meeting hangovers?
Meeting hangovers?
Yeah. So working with a hangover is terrible, right? But what if it's a working hangover, a meeting hangover? It turns out there is actually something called a meeting hangover, and it's just like the alcohol hangover. It makes concentrating on work even more challenging. So they just came out with this survey, and a meeting hangover is basically when you have to go to meetings at work and you have a bad meeting and you don't just leave it at the door. So it just negatively affects you for the rest of the day. Those are like those meetings that could have been emails, you know,
just unproductive.
Why are we meeting?
I noticed yesterday in our meeting in the conference room, our boss had another meeting in 30 minutes. So if you notice, like once we were done with the next topic and you can tell like someone was ending a sentence, he's like, all right, next.
Yeah.
All right, next. All right, next. I'm like, okay.
That's how they should all be conducted.
True.
Like otherwise they just go on and on and oh, let's talk about this. And I'm just sitting there. And sometimes I'll just say like, oh, I got to go do something. And I'm like, I'm just leaving. Like,
I don't have many meetings. I'm not that important.
Well, you should be glad. You don't get meeting hangovers then, Ramon.
Oh my gosh. I'm like, hey, I'm going into the meeting. He's like, must be nice. I'm like, no, it's not nice.
No, don't ever volunteer for that. I'm telling you. Finally, this morning, when your spouse does chores at the house, does it make you feel some kind of way? More than half of Americans say they are turned on by their partner doing chores. That is according to a new survey studying the link between home cleanliness and romance, with a bunch of people saying that an untidy home could be a deal breaker when it comes to finding love. So the most alluring, I guess, chore, according to experts, is doing the dishes, which is an everyday act that could wind up sparking just a night of passion if you're into it.
Oh my God, I hate doing dishes.
But when you do them, yes. Is your wife like,
hey. Yep, I get encouraging words. So I try to do the dishes even though I hate doing the dishes. It's like my one household chore that I try not to do. But when I do, it's pretty nice.
Jackie gets, is she happy or what does she say when you do the dishes? Like, oh finally?
So it'll be like, oh, look at this. Or finally, about time, I do them every night. I do them about once a week.
And then she shows a little bit of her shoulder like, hey.
Yeah, she comes and rubs me a little bit, you know.
I don't get that around the house. James doesn't do that like lovey-dovey stuff. He's like, good, you should be doing it. And I'm like, I should be doing it because he does most of the cleaning around the house. So when I do more than I usually do, he's like, thank God, finally, you're doing your laundry on time and stuff like that instead of racking up my hamper.
I just think of that that song, the Nicki Minaj one, that whenever I have to do some cleaning, I'll sing. I'll go, yes, I do the cooking. Yes, I do the cleaning. And he's like, oh my God, you never do anything. What are you talking about?
No, you do. You do stuff.
I find it a huge turn on. Like, Matt's doing laundry? Yes. You're doing dishes? Yes. That is my favorite thing. So, guys, just take note. Ladies, I don't know. Do you find it a turn on when your wife does stuff?
No.
Okay, so I don't think it works for guys.
I don't think so, yeah.
So, guys, you should be doing all the chores. That's the lesson here. It's Mix 94.1. I told you guys that I rejoined my old gym a couple weeks ago,
yeah.
Right? I went last night. I was not going to go, and I thought, okay, I got home at like 5. I was like, I'm going to wait for like the 5 p.m. crowd to settle down. I'll get something to eat. And then I made myself go. And I was glad that I went after I went. But it's just like getting yourself to go can be just the heart. That's the workout in and of itself. Once you're there, you're totally fine. And I love it. I'm glad I went back.
You're not going to like it for long.
Why?
What?
Yesterday must have been like National Leg Day or something. I was at the gym, and there was a mile line long for those squat racks.
Oh, those are popular. I do see a lot of people at the squat racks.
But why wait in line? Oh, I hate it so much. You wait in line, like really, you can't find something else to do? Your leg workout depends on the squat rack?
So are you saying like an actual line forms where people are standing in it?
Yeah, they're just waiting for each squat rack to open up. It's like they're right at Disneyland.
Is it one of those things where like you get in the line and the first one that opens up, that front person gets to go? Or
yes.
Are there individual lines at each rack?
No, it's one long line. And then, and yeah, one opens up, the next person. One opens up, the next person.
It's like at Victoria's Secret when they're like, I can take the next one in line. And then you go off. It's like it's Victoria's Secret, but at the gym.
I just don't understand it. Like, you have time, you have all day just to stand there.
Is there anything else, though, like as far as gym pet peeves go? Because I'm not a part of a gym. I go to my little gym, and I'm so cool with that. I don't need to go to those big gyms. But when I went there, there were a lot of things that annoyed me. One of them being like, the loud noises, like when people are doing their reps and then they just drop their whole entire set and it's like clank.
Oh, dropping the weights.
Yes. Yeah. That was one of my biggest pet peeves at being in the gym.
Another one for me would be rocking over $200 shoes while squatting or whatever. You got some retro J's, some Kobe's. I've seen like Kobe Grinches there, and every time I see those, I say to myself, they have to be fake.
You'd hate when they wear nice shoes to the gym?
Yes. Like,
what are you supposed to wear? Your beaters?
Yeah, wear your beaters or buy like, you can buy gym shoes. Why are you in the Kobe Grinches are worth thousands of dollars?
You're showing off at this point.
Yeah, you're flexing here at the gym. I would never wear like my nice sneakers to the gym. You're right. I do have like my gym sneakers and then I have like my nice sneakers. But it's more out of jealousy that I would look at than getting annoyed with them. I'd be like, oh man, I wish I could wear my chunky donkeys.
It's true. I am jealous. When I see the Kobe Grinches, I want to take them off their feet.
The one thing that drives me crazy, like, what is your biggest gym pet peeve? 702-364-9400. And I know people are just trying to be nice. And I'm not saying like nice people annoy me, but when I'm like focused, I'm like really focused and I have my headphones on and someone literally talks to me and I see their mouth looking at me and it's moving and I'm like, I can't hear you. Yeah. So then I move my headphone. I'm like, what did you say? And they're like, it looks like you're getting your workout on.
Thanks,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, I am. Okay, bye. Like, I don't understand that, you know?
Oh, yeah, I agree. People will come up to me like, oh, what's your shirt say? Or I'll wear, I like anime. Like, oh, did you see the episode? I'm like, dude, we could talk. Like, dude, I don't have time. I don't have time. I'm here. I'm here now or I'm out of here.
So I guess I will enjoy this gym bliss for a little while before little things start to annoy me.
You're going to be so annoyed, Mercedes, by the time, like, how do I cancel my membership now?
No, I can't do that. I did that once and going back was half the battle.
And honestly, if I ever see you at the gym, I'm going to say, hey, Mercedes,
no,
take your headphones
don't
off.
Don't talk to me. Take don't talk to me. Off. Leave me alone.
Oh, man.
It's Mix 94.1.